The inauguration and the parties are over, and now Baltimore's new mayor gets down to the business of running the city. WYPR's John Lee reports on what we can expect from Mayor Catherine Pugh in the days ahead.
Pugh this morning will attend her first meeting of the City Board of Estimates as mayor. This is the spending panel that the mayor controls, and Pugh sent a clear signal that she will be very hands-on.
In the Board of Estimates meetings, I want to know every board appointment there is, and nobody gets to set up any appointed positions to evaluate proposals and so forth unless I know about them.
The new mayor also wants control of the city schools. Pugh campaigned on that, saying she wanted to end the 20-year-old arrangement, which gives the governor some say in who sits on the school board. Pugh says she has talked to Governor Hogan and he is on board to give full control to the mayor. Pugh says there'll be legislation introduced in the General Assembly in January to do just that.
I want great schools all across the city. I want programs that are consistent throughout the city. I want all of our children to understand the future of 5G and technology and science and what that means to the future of our country. I want every child in our city to have a great education.
Former State School Superintendent Nancy Grasmick says Pugh has a track record in education. For instance, she helped start a design school in the city.
I like to see her have a strong relationship with the CEO, Dr. Santelises. I would like her to look at the funding that the city provides to the school system because it's fairly minimal.
Maybe some shorter folk in the
front. Yeah, the short ones in the front. I'm sorry.
10 students from Arundel Elementary Middle School in South Baltimore posed for a picture in front of the Christmas tree at the Middle Branch Rowing Club. They were there because Mayor Pugh was having a community reception, one of four around the city following her inaugural. De'Asia Dorsey is an eighth grader at Arundel. She says city schools need the basics, like more books.
Everyone is not the same. Everyone has their own problems. So like people who mother cannot afford them, I think that she should reach out to them and help them out.
The mayor got a standing ovation and an earful of Stevie Wonder when she arrived at the reception. Pugh says later this week, she and her cabinet will hit the streets.
We're going to be walking neighborhoods and communities that have been neglected. We're going to be talking to them about their commitment to be make sure that we fix those neighborhoods and communities and that we put resources in those communities.
Also on her agenda, reaching out to the president-elect. At her inaugural, Pugh told Governor Hogan, who was sitting behind her, that she wants his help to do that.
I've already prepared my letter for you to go with me to Washington, D.C., to deliver to the next president of these United States, Trump. Because when he talks about infrastructure needs of an urban environment, I say, that's our city.
Pugh has served in the legislature and on the city council, and during the campaign, she touted her connections, like Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz, who says he and Pugh have been in touch about working together on issues like transportation and public safety.
All the things that are really have regional impact and areas where we can partner with the city to help the city build a great future.
For Pugh, that future begins today. Her first full day in office. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.